Be of good courage, and let us play the men for our people. Even though there is an obligation as soldiers, Joab right here is pointing out to his brother, he says, hey, listen, we are soldiers, we have an obligation, we have to be here. Like it or not, we are here. But we have an incredible opportunity to play the part of men for our people and for the cities of our God. So consider this, that you soldiers, you warriors among us, you have an incredible opportunity to show and to perform before God Almighty.
Amen.
You have an opportunity to show Him and to prove to Him, if you will, your zeal, your devotion, your love for God. You say you love God. Can you prove it?
Amen.
You say that you're zealous for God. How? You say that you're devoted to Him. When?
Amen.
And how long?
Amen.
I think about a man in David's army. He put himself in a position where he couldn't retreat. And he just kept on fighting against those Philistines until his arm became weary and his hand clave to his sword. What was he out there doing? Trying to be overly zealous? Trying to commit suicide? Trying to be fanatical? No, I think he saw an opportunity. He saw other soldiers running away and giving up. And he thought about the cities of his God, and he thought about his people. And he says, if I retreat, if I give up, I know what's going to happen. So he says, I'll play the part of the man, and I'll stay here, even if my life is required. You have an opportunity to take spoils. You understand? You have an opportunity. Somebody said it last night. That mountain, it's right there before us. We have an opportunity to go and take it. If we win the battle, that mountain is ours. If we commit to this cause, if we play the part of men, what about the spoils of the victory? Paul said, so run that ye might obtain.
Amen.
There has to be some sort of motivation for us, because otherwise you'll get weary in well-doing. But there is some sort of a motivation, and this opportunity provides such a motivation. God said that He's not unrighteous to forget our work of love. He said that He will reward. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except if he strive lawfully. All right, so we understand that if you don't strive lawfully, you're not going to be rewarded. But it's implied that if you strive lawfully, if you strive according to the orders of your captain, if you strive according to his will, according to his command, it's implied that you will be rewarded. Right? That's what it's saying. Proverbs, I'll open it up real quick. Proverbs 27 says, so he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. Man, he sent us up to the battle. Just like David said, all right, Joab, take the men, take the mightiest of men, and go out and prevent this wickedness, prevent this battle from coming home. Stop these guys. So they have an opportunity. They have an opportunity to shine before their master, to show themselves, to play the part of men before their very king. And that's guys, that's you and I today. We have that same opportunity.
Amen.
We have that same chance. We also have, going back to the text, we have an occasion. We have a great occasion. He says, "And the Lord do that which seemeth right in His eyes." I'm talking about a special event in time. That's the occasion. You see, something about war, no matter how great, no matter how powerful, no matter how advanced one's army might be, there's always the unpredictability of an outcome. You can never say for certain what's going to happen.
Amen.
Remember, Russia attacked, the Soviets attacked Afghanistan. They, with a mighty army, they went in. We're going to take care of these little infidels, and what are they going to do to us? Boy, didn't they learn a lesson. And pages of history show the same thing. You go into a war overconfident, thinking, oh yeah, the victory's won, let's just go out there. Kind of like AI. Yeah, just a couple of men. God already promised the victory. Let's just, we don't have to worry the, we don't have to, get up all of the soldiers. No, just give me a couple of guys, a couple of thousand. That'll be enough. The unpredictability of war. Now God said, had they not stood in the gap, God said, if they hadn't taken a stand, He would have consumed them all. He would have destroyed the whole nation. You don't know what a chance, what an opportunity, what an occasion you have right here. You have no idea what might be lost if you say, I'm not needed.
Right.
Or I'm not that valuable. Or it's not that essential for me to play my part. There's plenty enough stronger men, more capable men, more dedicated men than me. But the way I see it, it took every single one of these men to play their part as men. There's a special event in time. It's a great occasion. There's a situation. This occasion allows a situation for something to happen. You see, David sent out his men. And those men understood that if they didn't play the part of men, that if they just went out there and went through the motions, that they were going to be destroyed. But if they actually went out there and played the part of men, something incredible, something unique, something once in a lifetime might have happened, and they might perform so brilliantly and so mightily and so convincingly against the enemies of their king, that their king would be magnified and glorified, and all nations would say, what a mighty king. Don't limit ourselves. We shouldn't limit ourselves to thinking only right here. Think about Job for a second. Consider the big picture. God is arguing with the devil over minute, tiny Job down on earth. There's a battle, bigger battle raging than what you see, than what most of us consider. We're talking about principalities and powers in the heavenly places that God, through His infinite wisdom, is trying to prove and persuade through the church. There is a special work that can be done by us.
Amen.
If we play the part, if we
Amen.
But play the part of men
Amen.
For our God. think this unique occasion provides good ground for reason. Now consider that just for a second. God said, "Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it." This occasion, playing the part of men, however unpredictable war might be, however unexpectedly the events might turn and change, God has laid down in His infinite wisdom, in the Word of God, promise after promise after promise, that if we go, God will bless.
Amen.
That if we plant and if we sow, that God will give the increase. That if we stand in the gap, God will repent Himself of the evil which He's purposed against the people. There is, in this occasion, good ground for reason. The Bible says the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slacking, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's His will. If we but stand our ground, if we but stand in the gap, if we but take hold out that censer, when the plague is on the left hand and life is on the right hand, if we but stand there, God promised life. You might say, I don't see it. You might say, I've stood there and life didn't come. You might say, well, what about all those before me that went and they labored but nothing happened? To those, I say this. When you get to heaven, God is going to show you what He could have, would have done, and wanted to do, but He didn't do, because you didn't play the part of a man.
Amen.
You say, there's no scripture for that. Well, just consider in that case Moses then. God took him up on a hill, on a mountain, and He said, look at all of that. That was yours. That was yours. That's what I wanted to give you. But you didn't play the part of a faithful minister. You didn't honor me before the people. You robbed me of my glory, of my power. Think about Luke, the parable of that tree. The master, the owner, he's ready to give up. He's ready to cut it down. The guy goes, wait, just one moment, please, Lord. Give me one more year. Let me adapt a little bit. Let me do a little bit more reading. Let me get myself better prepared. Let me rededicate. Let me refocus. Let me redung it. There's some new ways of doing things this year that we didn't have available last year. There are different methods that can be used now that haven't been used before. Give me one more year, Lord. And He says, go for it. Brethren, we're in a battle. The enemy is before us. It's behind us. We've been called to serve. We've been chosen to fight. And we've been placed there as a defense, as a barrier for the enemy. Let us play the part of men. And let's trust God to do what seemeth good to Him.
Amen.
Let's trust God with doing His part. Let's trust God with blessing His Word the way that He promised to bless His Word. Let's promise God to give life and to love life just like He promised to do it. Let us play our part as men. And who knows what God might do.
Amen.
I trust God.
Amen.